Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
Hello?
Hi, could I speak with Isaac, please?
With Isaac, yes. Hold on 1 minute.
Soon we'll be joined by Isaac Thomas via Skype in Tel Aviv, Israel. Isaac is the co-founder and CEO of Vegan Nation, the first decentralized nation for vegans. Based on the blockchain technology, a designated cryptocurrency, and a sharing economy platform, Vegan Nation will create a fully functioning ecosystem. Vegan Nation, the decentralized nation for vegans, happens to share the same name as Vegan Nation Radio. And now we'll be joined by Isaac Thomas, CEO of Vegan Nation, cryptocurrency, who's launching the Vegan Coin the first quarter of 2019. And I'd like to say Happy New Year to all. Welcome, Isaac.
Hey there. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great. This is really great. I am so honored to you and your team for creating Vegan Nation platform.
Thank you so much. We draw from the energy of the community and from people like you that have been so active in the community for so many years, moving the world and leading the shift, this global shift to where we are today.
Indeed, it is a global shift, and this is what's really exciting to share, that veganism is the big picture. It is cultural transformation and social harmony, thanks to you, Vegan Nation.
Well, it's thanks to each and everyone joining the community, and really thanks to any person in the world that is busy with social change and that wants to lead the world towards a better future. I've heard about you for a while because I've heard about you guys from a few different people, and obviously with the name Vegan Nation and Vegan Nation, there's so much that we can and we should do together.
Yes, and this is very exciting because it does take the whole team, as you described, everyone all together working on this. And I'm very excited to hear the details about Vegan Nation. I would like to explain once again that we share the same name. So Vegan Nation Radio here in Massachusetts, USA, is a news program featuring global news about veganism and also music, all the great vegan music, and your platform based in Israel, which is an international global work based on the blockchain technology, a designated cryptocurrency, and sharing an economy platform. So let's start out with explaining Vegan Nation, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, and the new vegan ecosystem.
Absolutely. So first of all, I'll touch base on the name of the company itself. As you said, we do share the same name, and that's always a nice thing, to find someone that shares the same name with you with such a deep meaning. Now, it's really the definition that we came up with the idea when we were talking about building the platform, and we were throwing out different names, and it just came out of my mouth, Vegan Nation, in the most natural way, because the definition of the word nation is a group of people coming around shared ideas, shared ideology with common goals and things like that. So there's no better community that defines the word nation more than the vegan community throughout the world today. It defines defies borders, defies any kind of geography. Really, the vegan community throughout the world today, which I got to know so much better over the last 12 months of me traveling the world, really is the best nation geared towards global change. So touching exactly on that aspect of what's the definition of the word nation and how beautifully it fits the vegan community, that also explains in very simple terms the whole idea of blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. So blockchain technology, I was in Toronto a few weeks ago, and I was trying to explain at a conference what blockchain technology is. And at the end of the day, it's very simple. The idea of blockchain technology is that instead of relying on one central database, could be a computer, one central computer, it could be one central company like Facebook, Google, or any of the big ones. Instead of relying on one source for data, let's spread the data around a larger community, and then you will be much more secure, and you can, first by being transparent, then you can definitely rely much more on the information. And by spreading out the data over a large amount of computers, you're much more secure, because it's almost impossible. And since the blockchain technology came out, there hasn't been any hacks into the core of blockchain technology. And that just shows you how real the vision that it brings to the world. And that was that if we spread the data over a large amount of computers, then it's impossible to break into all the computers. Even if you break into a couple of data centers, you still don't have the full range of information. So the two most important things that the blockchain technology brought to the world is the idea of decentralization and transparency. And that is the very definition and the mission of the vegan community around the world, as let's come together. We cannot rely on corporate whatever it is or on certain governments to really take care and lead the planet to where we need to leave it off to our kids, to our future kids and future generations. We all need to come together as a community, as a nation, and take charge of this and really move the world towards a better place. That's why blockchain technology touches, and throughout my travels in this last year, the core beliefs and the core vision of the blockchain community are very similar to the core beliefs of the vegan community. And then the cryptocurrency actually just fits into the vegan mindset, the vegan vision, so beautifully. Because I always like to quote Paul McCartney. He said that if slaughterhouses would have glass walls, then the world would go vegan. And I always say blockchain technology and cryptocurrency is that glass wall to the global financial community. And cryptocurrency is the natural evolution of veganism. So if you think of where veganism started, it started somewhere around in the 40s, really to take form and grow as a movement, and where people decided, okay, we're going to stop killing animals. Then it evolved into we're going to stop eating them. We're going to stop eating any animal products. It went on to we're not going to use any products from animals. Then the world started moving towards people being activists about it, and amazing vegan organizations that formed around the world in order to move this forward. But someone can be the biggest vegan activist in the world, and when you have a $100 bill in your pocket, that $100 bill is very possible that yesterday was at a McDonald's and tomorrow is going to be at a butcher shop right around your corner. That doesn't fit the vegan mindset, where we understand the value of transparency and responsibility for the way we live our life. So cryptocurrency really came as, at this point in time, is really taking veganism to the next level where using vegan coin, people will be able to be fully transparent with their money, and that transparency will bring a whole new level of responsibility of how people transact and how people use their money around the world.
Thank you, Isaac. We're listening to Isaac Thomas, the co-founder and CEO of Vegan Nation, based in Tel Aviv, Israel. Vegan Nation is the first decentralized nation for vegans. Thank you, Isaac, for explaining about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. I have a better understanding of it now, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. Wow, you are phenomenal. You, your team, and of course, all those in the world, all the compassionates, the vegans, and everyone who's working to change this world for the better, being the change we wish to see. And I agree with you about the importance of the finances and the evolution of veganism and now going into cryptocurrency and the importance of it. So can you explain more in detail how those who are interested in Vegan Nation, about how this works into the global economy platform of what we can do to get involved?
Absolutely. So what Vegan Nation is doing, we're building a platform, as you so beautifully said at the beginning. We're building a platform designed to unite the global vegan community into a shared economy. So the Vegan Nation app, which we're launching in a few weeks, will be standing on three main pillars. The first one is the vegan food sharing. So the number one challenge of anyone vegan in the world or anyone looking into veganism, turning vegan, is one, finding good vegan food around you. And second of all, finding the support system around you when you leave the big cities like New York, London, Berlin, Tel Aviv. It's really a challenging lifestyle to live. Yet, we have about 300 million vegans living around the world, and this number is growing by 100% in many countries every year. And the platform that we're building will be like couch surfing for vegan food. So vegan people will be able to find local vegans that want to cook a nice vegan meal in their home and either host a vegan person or anyone choosing to have a vegan dinner in their house, or send the food in a takeout service to whatever hotel I'm staying at. And that way we're both making vegan food accessible all around the world without the need of investing $500,000 into a new restaurant. In many places, there's no financial justification, but just with the help of the community, we can make vegan food accessible all around the world. And second thing is we bring the sense of community back to food and back to eating together, which will also bring the support system for anyone that is vegan, going vegan, or thinking about going vegan. The second thing is vegan e-commerce. So being vegan is so much more than food. It's a full lifestyle. It's the fastest growing lifestyle in the world today. Yet it's challenging to sustain the lifestyle, to find all the products we need in order to sustain the lifestyle. And on the Vegan Nation app will be a platform where any vegan vendor around the world can sit on the Vegan Nation platform and meet their global audience and vice versa. And the third one is the vegan social platform, which will bring everything together around a new vegan social platform where the members of Vegan Nation will be able to share any kind of content, recipes, news, any kind of vegan content will be able and will be rewarded with Vegan Coin on the Vegan Nation. So in a sense, we're building a social marketplace where members of the community through the Vegan Nation social platform will be able to trade any kind of goods that they need in order to sustain the lifestyle. Now, the entire commerce on Vegan Nation, on the Vegan Nation platform, will be done with the Vegan Coin, with our new vegan cryptocurrency, which will be totally transparent, and as well as any vegan business around the world that wants to start being part of the Vegan Nation of the Vegan Nation ecosystem. They're joining us every day. We have already hundreds of vegan businesses around the world, from vegan restaurants to yoga studios to vegan hotels to vegan doctors to different retreats, vegan crews from Australia, vegan lawyer. We have a vegan car mechanic that understands that in order to build a fair global economy based on the vegan values, we got to unite into our own economy and show the world the strength of a vegan currency. So it's really, it's something that is growing, that is growing exponentially around the world even before we launch.
Thank you. And again, when is that launch date?
We're looking to launch this first quarter of 2019. Everyone is welcome to stay tuned on our website, veganation.io, veganation.io. And we're going to be launching the first version of the platform in the coming weeks. And from there, we're going to grow globally fairly fast.
We're listening to Isaac Thomas, the co-founder and CEO of Vegan Nation, based in Tel Aviv, Israel. And Vegan Nation is uniting a global vegan community into a shared economy platform. You're tuned into Vegan Nation Radio. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, and we air on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA, and we air every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm very honored that we happen to share the same name, Vegan Nation. So again, this is Vegan Nation Radio, and in today's show, we're featuring Vegan Nation, which is the first decentralized nation for vegans based on the blockchain technology, a designated cryptocurrency, and a sharing economy platform. Vegan Nation will create a fully functioning ecosystem. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Isaac Thomas. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation Radio.
What a beautiful world.
Hi, this is Troy. You're listening to WCUW. Tune in on Fridays and hear the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays from 9 to 12 noon.
Beautiful world.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at wcuw.org. You're the you in WCUW.
Democracy Now! Airs 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday.
This is your very own Dr. G behind the microphone here at WCUW.org, streaming out across those interwebs and live 91.3 FM, community radio serving Worcester and beyond. I'll be bringing you yet another patent-pending sonic thrill ride designed to have you prancing around your yurt while consuming your finest non-GMO and heirloom granola every Thursday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love, and I'll see you soon out there in the ethers.
Welcome back from the break, and thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're continuing our conversation with Isaac Thomas via Skype in Tel Aviv, Israel. Isaac is the co-founder and CEO of Vegan Nation, a decentralized economy system for the growing vegan movement. Again, Isaac, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your noble, powerful, very important work with Vegan Nation.
Thank you. I'm so excited. We're just at the beginning of this amazing transformation, global transformation. We're at the beginning. We're definitely on the forefront. And I always tell people, like, very optimistic. We're January 2nd. Yesterday, I started the month in Veganuary in London. At an amazing vegan restaurant. You saw people coming in looking to take on veganism, starting the month, starting the New Year resolution. I'm truly optimistic, and as I tell people, I'm truly optimistic about a couple things for the future of the world. The number one is veganism. As you know, veganism, we believe, is the key to the world peace diet. And I truly believe that the world is moving there faster than we think. And the second thing is cryptocurrency and the vegan coin. I truly believe that The world is moving towards cryptocurrency, and vegan coin will be on the forefront of bringing the much, much needed transparency and change to the financial market.
Thank you, Isaac. And thank you to your entire team. And I believe, if I'm correct, that you have 20 members on your team at Vegan Nation?
We have, we have about 20-plus people over here in the core team sitting in Israel. We have an amazing advisory board. One of them you know very well, which is Dr. Will Tuttle, incredible, incredible human being. And we have about 30-plus ambassadors around the world helping us to spread the word of Vegan Nation.
Thank you. And for those who are interested, again, you can visit their website, which is vegannation.io. And I'd also like to talk a little bit about your upcoming online seminar with Dr. Sailesh Rao.
Yes, absolutely. So we have the great honor and privilege to have Dr. Sailesh Rao also on our the Vegan Nation Advisory Board. Dr. Sailesh Rao, to those who don't know, was one of the first developers of the Internet. The Internet itself, as we know it today, Sailesh Rao was one of the original developers, and he did amazing work back then of bringing the Internet to the way we know it today. And in the last couple of decades, Dr. Sailesh devoted his life towards veganism and bringing the same success and the same methods that he saw that were key to the success of the Internet. Dr. Sailesh decided to bring those methods to the vegan world, to the vegan activism, and he's doing amazing work through his different organizations. One of them is Vegan World 2026. Which we're hosting their next conference here in Israel at the end of February. And Dr. Sailesh is on an incredible mission of turning the world vegan by 2026.
Yes, he is great. And his work with one of his groups, Climate Healers, and the Vegan World 2026. And I've had a couple of interviews with Dr. Sailesh Rao, and so anyone interested can listen to his interviews as well, and that's in the archives at wcuw.org/vegannation. Again, Isaac, I want to give a great, great honor to all of you at Vegan Nation based in Tel Aviv, Israel, and like you said, the ambassadors and the board of directors all around the world, all those who are working for this creative, necessary change for sustainability and peace and egalitarianism on this planet. And I'm curious, Isaac, how did you come about thinking of this great platform, Vegan Nation, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, and the decentralized nation for vegans?
Wow, that's my favorite part of the story. So the story was, when I turned vegan, my background is in the real estate business, developer or contractor. I always say real estate is the love of my life, but then I found veganism, which became the passion of my life. And when I went vegan, I realized right away that this was about 3 years ago, and I used to travel the country a lot back in the U.S. I used to travel a lot for business, and I realized right away that there's a shortage of vegan options around the country. This was before I was aware of the staggering numbers of veganism, and this was like right before the big, I would say the big boom of veganism starting to take place, and like everyone was talking about it. And I realized right away this could be a huge opportunity to get in and also do good for the community and also combine it with my love of food. So together with my two buddies, we said let's start a vegan restaurant chain throughout the U.S. And for about a year we were working on that on the plan, putting together the concept, design, menus, and all that. And then last August, right before we were about to move to the next level of signing leases. I was on a cycling trip through the Alps. I went through the Alps, and with my girlfriend back then, we went on a cycling trip. She was vegan as well, after hours on the bike, we were both starving, but we realized, like, there's no vegan food in the Alps. Like, everything over there, it's like going to the Midwest in the States. Like, everything is deep fried, everything is pork and stuff. Like, there's no vegan food. And I realized, like, we were both starving, and then, but as I was cycling, I saw all these beautiful houses on the mountain, and I said to myself, like, there's got to be a vegan person living in the Alps over here, and if there would be a way for us to connect, I'm sure they would love to host me for a dinner, and I would love to meet a vegan person living in the middle of nowhere in the Alps. And that's when it hit me that we need to move beyond the world of building restaurants and things like that. We need to, just by connecting this amazing community together, we can answer so many of the daily challenges that we have throughout the day. The vegan community, the global vegan community, is the most incredible community, loving, giving, caring for each other and for the planet. And we need to do something of bringing everyone together, and we can do wonders in the world. So right away, I realized, like, we got to build a platform to do this. And then we moved from there to, okay, this is basically what we're doing, is we're uniting this nation together. And then blockchain and a vegan currency were kind of the natural aspects of what we're doing, by bringing everyone together and working together. And a vegan currency is really one of the most amazing things, one, to have as a community, to strengthen the community, to strengthen the growth in the community. And it's also, it's something very basic, that every nation, every group of people want to transact based on the belief system that we have. And cryptocurrency really fits that vegan belief system in the most beautiful way possible.
That is exciting. Wow, what a great story. Thank you. And Isaac, I want to say that you are brilliant, you're a genius, and I also know that you're very humble, and I do appreciate that you're giving the credit to everyone who is in this global vegan community to recreate, to co-create and recreate a planet that is based on sustainability, peace, and egalitarianism and respect and nonviolence without discrimination. That is veganism.
I just have to correct you on one thing. I'm no genius. I'm just crazy. And so it takes the crazy people to get things going and to help change the world. And that's the only way that we can go out against the status quo. We can wake up in the morning and think we can change the world. Go to sleep at night with the optimism that tomorrow morning is going to be a better day. And we all need that that bit of extra craziness to really get out there and help the world be a better place.
Again, Isaac, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you to all of your team at Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Peace and love. Rock and roll.
Isaac, I'm really honored, too, that again, that we're sharing the same name. So for our listeners, you're tuned in to Vegan Nation Radio, which airs on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA. And we've been on air since 2015, and we air every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And I am greatly honored that my first interview for the new year 2019 is with Vegan Nation via Skype in Tel Aviv, Israel, and that we're speaking with Isaac Thomas, the co-founder and CEO of Vegan Nation, the first decentralized nation for vegans.
Uniting the global vegan community into a shared economy.
You can check them out at vegannation.io. Let's go out with more of Will Tuttle's music from Animal Songs. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Thank you.